Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Savage Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday. Talking about I love them. Love them. Love. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbay. Butterbay.
This is Taisha, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
IDGYABA, yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future or the scene. I bet you wishing that you had me back, and knew my frame now on the catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. Got that wet, wet, what it's about, what you holler about. Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's like in the band.
With the Diva, the Walk with the Walk. Angie, aka Miss Mo Better, Better. Reggie, aka Ray Queen, Ray Queen. Ray Storm, 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 Storm.
They call me cool from the day I was born.
Good evening. Ray Queen is in the building.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. I can hear you. You sound like you're behind the glass, like I'm visiting you in jail.
Oh, no. Hold on. The devil is a liar. I don't y'all listen to that foolishness. Can you? How about now?
Much better, Diva. Much better.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little technical difficulty. Uh-oh, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, Diva.
How about now?
Keep talking?
Right now.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta change my headphones on. However, sorry about that, folks. I'm trying to get right. Like I posted over on over there on Instagram stuff that this is a new system that I got and I'm trying to get it set up. So, you know, trying to be free and roll with this thing here. But it's
right on. Right, yeah. So you got a new system, huh, sis? Okay. Moving on up in the world.
I'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. I'm not going far. I'll be right back.
All right. This is Ray Queen, and We are in the building. Welcome to another episode of, you know, Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. As Sister Sis said, is Miss Storm in the building yet? All right. Sounds like I'm on a solo right now. Anyway, today's Thursday, the 7th of March, 2024. It's my birth month.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Is that better?
That is much better. Okay. Oh, yes. I was just bragging about it being my birth month. And, Aries season is soon come. Yes.
Okay.
So what's up with the new system, sis? What's up, Miss?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get it popping so I can, you know, have my I can kick off with my podcast. I'm trying to do this podcasting thing. I love the mic. I speak all the time. I'm always on other people's platforms. Why can't I do it for myself? You heard? That's the line that I'm leaning towards, and hopefully all my people can get involved and where they think I need help at. You heard?
Right.
I'm new to this here, you know, but I'm true to this, so I got to do what I got to do. You heard?
That's a fact. So, yes.
Indeed. So, well, y'all know we celebrating Ray's birthday all month. Y'all know, happy birthday.
Yeah.
I think we're still in Pisces season. Right? Happy birthday to those who are celebrating a birthday right now for Pisces.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're an Aries, though. Let's roll that
back. Yes, that ram.
you're an Aries. I have a few Aries birthday coming up, but we'll discuss that when they get here.
Right now, still Pisces season.
So, y'all celebrate responsibly. So, before we get started, this show is a platform where we put forth things, where we discuss things, topics that we see on a daily basis, whether it's politics, love, relationships, situationships, jobs, whatever. Whatever we see out there, wherever we see fit to discuss some things, we will. We talk about mental illnesses and, different things like that. So this is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers, which is 18 is considered adult and still a baby to me, but, at least 18 and over. However, if you do have children at a younger age in the room, you could do so at your own discretion. Anything that they hear is not of the Diva Squad or whatever. So, again, that's at the parents' discretion. Over here, we deal on strictly opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. There's no real right or wrong in our situations and in the stories that we hear. So hopefully you have some information that somebody can use, or you might have something that we can use. So in order for our internet users, in order to go on live, you have to press that one. The number again is 515-605-9880. Tell a friend, tell a friend. So in order to go on live, you have to press one. You have to push the one button. So, we appreciate y'all. We want y'all to know that from the bottom of our hearts, because without y'all, there'd be no us. We'd just be sitting here talking to each other, and we don't need the internet for that. So we just like to kick it, and we do accept topics. People write into us with issues all the time and topics that we discuss. Tonight, I actually got a topic from a friend that we are going to discuss, and I think it's a great topic. I think it's something that's really necessary to talk about, because people are in a certain space in their lives and don't know how to handle it or project it. So I think it's a good conversation to put forth tonight. Shout out to our girl Storm, who'll be in the building in a little bit. She's busy. Well, she's all over the place, y'all. She be busy. She's like that Jamaican,
busy body.
So shout out to Storm. We miss you, Storm. Shout out to our producer in the back. You break me up. Don't want you to think we are. Can you hear me now? God.
Yes, I can hear you now. Yes. You were saying shout out.
I got a few. Yes, shout out to Rich Money. To Rich Money.
All right.
You know, a producer in the background making this thing happen here. Shout out to Rich Money. Clap it up. So we again, we are not licensed psychologists or psychiatrists or anything. So we're not here to fix people. We're just here to support. And hopefully, you know, we can support you. If we can support you in any kind of way, we will, even if it's just to point you in the right direction. So but with that being said, tonight's topic, if you don't have anything else, Ray, we're going to get started with the topic. And hopefully people will chime in tonight. We'd like to hear everyone's perspective on this. So if you don't have anything else to put forth, we just can get started.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, all right. So tonight's topic we're talking about, this is a sort of cultural thing that has been started probably about like 2019, I want to say. The term, I'm not going to say the lifestyle, but the term, you know, came forth. It started out as soft girly lifestyle. Soft girly lifestyle. However, it's now, you know, people has dropped the girly and just put soft lifestyle. So, and what that actually means is when you are almost, I want to say transitioning for it to be a little more transparent. I'm going to say transitioning from one space in your life to another. It's really entering into to a peaceful realm, to a peaceful realm of your life, and boundaries start stacking up. You start putting boundaries into perspective. So it's like, okay, this is for instance, I'm going to set myself a daily time where I'm sitting in my Chase Lounge or wherever I need to be. I'm reading a book. Phone is on Do Not Disturb. Nobody is to come in there and bother me. If it's not a life or death situation, I am not to be disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a lifestyle. And those are just, you know, that's just an example of what boundaries are, you know, there are. So the thing is with that now.
A lot of people that are opting for this soft life swear it's the secret to success and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is where I was going to go next, because what happens is you're losing yourself. You feel that you're losing yourself and that you have so much going on in your life that it's almost like the process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lot of this I'm speaking is a lot of my opinion. I mean, there are some facts in there, you know, that, you know, you can actually look it up and go over. You don't have to really take my word for it. So, and again, what's happened is your life is busy, and like I always say, and I've said this many a times before, busy is not always a good word. That's being under Satan's yoke is what the acronym for busy is. So what happens, you miss out on certain things or whatever. So now when you enter into the soft lifestyle, it's like, okay, now I'm getting ready to gain control of who I am. Because you know who you are, and you don't really know what everybody else, and I don't care what's happening. Whether you're in a marriage, a relationship, a situationship, whether you're dating, at a job, or anywhere, if you don't set those boundaries, that's when you start losing yourself. Not everybody's going to be happy with those boundaries, and that's the flag. Not everybody's going to be happy with those boundaries. So, what do you think, Ray, is a boundary that is set that where nobody is allowed to come?
Say that again, Diva.
What's a boundary you think that you can set where nobody's allowed to come in?
Let me see. I tell you what. I would say too much or too little. And just showing up for myself and not feeling ashamed of how I do that, how I go about it. That right there, you know, says a lot. That's setting a boundary right there. You know, knowing my self-worth, you know, loving myself, you know what I'm saying? And not letting anyone cross that line of disrespect.
Right. And see, that's just like what I was saying before. Like, okay, if I got a time limit, all right, say it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and from 12 to 1 o'clock, I am not to be bothered by anybody. It doesn't matter who you are. You understand what I'm saying? And what happens is when you start putting those boundaries forth, people start seeing you as to be a selfish person because you're taking back some of who you are, you know, because they're so used to having that access. When you limit your access for other people, they start thinking that you're being selfish because I set this boundary. I said no, and the art of saying no is me. I can tell you no. I can say no to you without having to have an explanation. I don't need to explain to you why I say no. It's just no. I don't mean any harm or foul. It's just I have something that I have to go on. So maybe it might appear selfish. Sometimes we have to be selfish when you've given so much of yourself, when you got your time spread it out or so many different places to where you don't even know who you are at times. You don't even know who you are at times.
Storm is in the building. Hey, girl.
Okay. Hey, I was letting God go ahead. I completely agree. Amen. I agree.
Yes, we got our crystal.
It's in the building. Storm is in the building. Yes. So I'm glad you were listening. So I would like to know your take on, you know, this soft life. So a soft life is not just a title. It's the whole lifestyle. So, you know, if you get a chance or whatever, you could really look it up. And not just Storm, whoever's on the line listening, you know, put that forth. So anybody that's on the line listening, if you want to go on live and comment on what we're speaking about tonight, again, you have to press that one in order to speak live. So tell your internet friends to tell a friend to tell a friend. That number is 515-605-9880. Storm, I'll let you have the floor.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was looking up. I was like, soft life, what is that? Like, what does that mean, you know? I was like, like, what does that really mean? So, of course, I looked it up, and it actually says, bear with me, I'm sorry, it says it means changing the way we decide to react and respond. It means being aware of what we prioritize and give our focus to. This is like the story of my life.
Sorry.
It's the story of my life. I know that's right.
Story of my life. No, it's true.
My life. It's the truth.
I think that's the story of a lot of people's lives, because we are creatures of habit, number one. You know what I'm saying? So certain things we do is a habit, you know, even when it's not correcting somebody else, it's a habit. You know what I mean? So we have to pay attention to patterns, to people's patterns. It's not their speech. You know what I'm saying? It ain't what they say. It's the pattern on how you move. Sometimes they're not aligned. What you say and how you move is not aligned. You know? And we have to start paying a little more attention to people's patterns, because we are creatures of habit. When that happens, when you become a creature of habit, then complacency sets in. So all of that stuff and all of that stuff can be very negative to certain when it comes to one's peace. I'ma say, when it comes to one's peace, that stuff can actually cause detriment, because number one, your faith is becoming depleted. Then you know you're people pleasing. Then you're not willing to step out in faith because your faith is being depleted, you know, because of the complacency and all kinds of other stuff. So, you know, a lot of that stuff goes hand in hand. You know what I mean? Not one doesn't supersede the other. They're aligned across the board if you're looking at the graph. So, you know, like you were saying earlier, Ray, you have to really know you. You have to know yourself. Yes. That you have to know yourself. What makes you happy? What's your triggers? What makes you sad? What direction do you want to go in? What are your goals? What are all of that stuff? See, and then once you know that part, then you'll know which boundaries to set. You'll know what boundaries to set once you have all of that stuff in priority. So then sometimes we don't want to do something. Even necessary things we don't want to do, like going to work or taking care of a loved one or you know, paying a bill. The necessary stuff we don't even be wanting to do at times. So, you know, at what point do you got to set your boundaries? Say, listen, this ain't happening. Not now, not tomorrow either. Tomorrow don't look promising either.
See, I think if we set our boundaries from the beginning, it will allow people to treat us the way we want them to treat us, you know, versus just being like an open doormat for people back and forth. You know, if we set our boundaries for ourselves, you know, like one for me is like entering, like when I'm at work, it's like entering my personal space. You know, like I'm in a cubicle. I don't want you breathing your hot breath on me in my cubicle. You know, like I want you to stand back, you know, so this way there's some type of, you know, space there. Like there's no reason for you to come to me and lean on my desk and have a conversation with me when you can stand a couple feet away from me and I can hear you and see you very clearly, you know. So to me, at my job, my personal space is like a boundary that I set. Excuse me, back up. Thank you.
Right.
You know,
you're a little too close right now. I understand that totally.
And which brings, the soft life often brings, or should I say, refers to a way of life marked by more comfort. You'll be more comfortable. You'll be able to relax more, less stress and difficulty.
What? And now that you speak on that, Ray, like being more comfortable, people sometimes get an attitude because you're comfortable.
Right.
Like, listen, I've been living out of my comfort zone for a long time now. That's because, again, you're doing the necessary for everybody else but yourself.
Exactly.
So,
and nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Right, nothing changes if nothing changes. I've said that before. Nothing
sure
changes if nothing changes.
You better talk about it. But no, but for real, be like, I've been living out of my comfort zone for a long time. You sacrifice this, my time. I've afforded my money. I've afforded vacations and stuff because we had to take care of the necessary. And again, these are just examples. This is, you know, nothing real personal, but this stuff happens. You know what I mean? And then what happens is you start to resent people. The resentment sets in because you're like, I'm really tired. I'm tired of this. I now have to set myself up some standards and a boundary that I can't allow nobody in. It's only for me. Because, again, not everybody's going to like it, but it's necessary.
Right. You want the freedom to do as, you know, to do as you please without having to worry about stress, anxiety, or expectations from friends, family, or anyone else.
Yeah, like, no, for real. Because, like, you know, because, again, you have people with children and, you know, spouses, and you have, you know, siblings, parents, just, you have people all around you. You have this whole big circle of people, and you're standing in the middle. You're standing in the middle. So you figure, and we're just going to work on a 24-hour day spectrum. So out of that 24 hours in that day, especially as when it comes from being a wife, mother, and all of the above, and plus a caretaker, out of that 24 hours a day, how much is you colored in? How much are you in that 24 hours is covered in? Listen, I employ people, I employ folks on here to actually draw yourself a 24-hour circle. You can break it into fours, quarters, or halves, however, and you align the outside with people that you deal with on a daily basis, and let's see how much of that time in that 24 hours belongs to you personally, outside of
an hour.
Sleeping.
1 hour.
Let me tell you.
1 hour. 5 days in a row.
How much can you do with that? How much can you do with that hour? What can you compete with an hour?
I could sit and pray and gather my thoughts, de-escalate, and come up with a master plan.
1 hour.
To handle the next move.
Enough?
My
Eva.
Next move, pretty much, you know? To handle Eva. My next move.
Do you think that 1 hour is enough, Diva?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. I don't think it's okay, but the question was, how much time, when you do the 24-hour, you know, how much time do you really have for, you know, for yourself? And realistically, about an hour. I mean, it could be an hour and a half, but I'm not trying to count when I'm asleep. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm trying to count when I'm like...
Exactly, and that's why I said minus
you know,
the sleeping.
Like, minus the sleeping.
So
I got about an hour.
4 hours.
Yeah, I got about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on what I'm doing, in my head, you know, I'm thinking of a master plan. So, you know, I tell you all the time, my brain just don't shut off like that. It does not shut off.
Right.
So that hour is me de-escalating. It's me trying to unwind. It's me trying to come, you know, de-escalate my brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what that is. I need to be able to, like, gather my thoughts and bring it down and come up with a plan for my next move. You know, it could be, my next move could be, you know, when am I going to have another hour to myself? You know, when am I going to be able to say, you know, give me a second.
See, it started out soft girly.
Yeah.
This is why it was created, because of situations like where you run on very low fuel because you're not getting the proper amount of sleep. You're awake, you're constantly working, and you know when. What can I do to get the balance that I actually need? You know, only you can answer that. Can't nobody? Not me anyway, because I'm not that professional that can say, all right, you ever. Still got a flat time. Okay, I need to do X, Y, Z. What can I eliminate or split time with so I can get to the healthy part of me that I need? You know
so
what
eliminate
I mean?
Sounds correct. Eliminate sounds correct. Eliminate and prioritize. That's what it is.
And prioritize and just do like a whole revamp. The whole revamp now.
But I have to say... But I have to say, for me, I feel like this year is a different type of year, you know. And with it being a different type of year, the trials and tribulations that, you know, and the situations I'm going through right now is only a right now, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It's only a right now because I believe that God is preparing me for something great. Like something wonderful, you know, like so wonderful I could like see it. I can't touch it, but I could see it. So I know in my mind and in my heart and from my conversation with my God that you have to go through different storms to get to a certain point, you know? And I feel like that's what is being lined up for me, you know, because people can't function over on 2 hours of sleep. You know what I'm saying? Two hours of sleep, 90 plus hours. They don't function. It's humanly impossible. No. So I know
greater is
coming. Greater is right there.
Yeah, no,
that's
actually dangerous.
You know, so for me,
dangerous. Your body is shut down on you when you least expect it because it's overly tired.
My body told me
that we got bills and all kinds of other things. Like I said, the necessary, the people that depend on you medically, physically, and I'm not speaking about you personally. I'm saying you in general because there's
people that are actually,
you know, and times we do ask that, like, okay, where's that? There's people around me. Why can't anybody else help? Why is it necessary that I have to take on this burden? You know, so for whatever reason God has you in this season, because everything is a season, he's going to give you the rest that you do have to stay steadfast. You know, stay steadfast, stay on course. But again, life is really much, it pretty much is about balance. And sometimes the pendulum doesn't swing in our way. It doesn't.
Yeah.
However, that doesn't mean that it can't. You have the power to control anything that's moving in your life.
Amen, so, sister. Amen. Taking the church.
Yes. You know,
meanwhile, put that armor on.
Yeah.
Be ready. Put that battle armor on. And be prepared.
Yeah. Because not everybody's going to be happy with your decision. Because, again, the access becomes limited. Access becomes limited when you set yourself some boundaries. I don't care who it is.
Fact.
Very limited, and not everybody's going to be happy. But if you your peace, now I'm speaking from experience. Once you lose your peace, you pretty much lose yourself.
Mm.
You pretty much just
absolutely.
You know, you just got attitudes, like your frown. You got a million frowns in your face, and like you feel distraught, you feel depleted, you feel defeated. Mm. You it's everything negative about when you lose your peace.
But again,
the good thing about that is,
and then
you have the power. You have the power to take that back.
Absolutely. Amen. 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 Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. Yes.
That part right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because certain things, such as your mental health, your quality of life in itself, I totally agree with living the soft life. Because I know my mental health, my quality of life means something to me. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you know what? There's so many people that don't even understand how important it is, you know, and I think that's why, you know, a lot of people do deal with a lot of mental health situations because mental health is real, you know. People think it's not, but it's real. It's real.
Absolutely.
Your neighbor, your person sitting right next to you can be experiencing it, and you would never even know.
You know, so it's good not to judge and have an open mind. But mental health is real, and some of us don't know, you know, when to say I need help, or when to say enough is enough. You know, people don't know when to say
or
that.
Or too prideful. Some people
absolutely, you know, embarrassed.
I get like that too. Like I'm gonna figure this out on my own. I'm like that at times. You know,
so you know what?
Really hard. Not only that, you can't share with everybody. I'm just putting that out.
Right, but some people. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree, but some people are very judgmental, and I believe that that's why a lot of people don't open up, because they're afraid of what people are going to say and how people are going to talk about them, to the point where they're afraid to say, I need help. I'm battling the depression. Yeah. I'm battling anxiety. I'm battling self-harm. They're afraid to say something because they're afraid of what you might say. How will you treat them?
That's 1,000 right there. That's 1,000. Let me. I'm gonna share something with y'all real quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna share because I've been with this. I'm in a woman's group for the last year. We just completed the year long program. I shared that with y'all before. But what happens is, you in this woman's group is sharing with people that are like minded, even if the situations are different. So what happens is, and it's Christian based. So we were there, everybody sharing, you know, and it's without judgment. And you have people that are pray with you, and you know, encourage you. And that's what you need. And that's why, again, you have to know your circle. You have to know people that you're around. And that's why I say you can't share with everybody, because not everybody has your best interest at heart. So knowing your circle is big. Knowing who you're around or who you can share certain things with is big. It's major. So, you know, it just helps you grow, you know. But it does help when you have somebody who's going through similar situations or just going through something, you know, at the time where you guys can share without judgment. Because at the end of the day, God finally has the final say, so it doesn't matter what any of us said. Because that's what we just messy as humans. We messy anyway. We like drama. We like all of that stuff because it keeps us entertained. But when it comes down to some seriousness, you need at least that one person where I can pick up the phone and call and say, listen, I'm going through XYZ. I need you to talk me off that ledge. You know? And it ain't public knowledge. When you have that certain people that you can share with, it's not public knowledge. It doesn't have to be public knowledge. It just has to be that right one.
Right.
That right one. So, God be knowing. God definitely be knowing with when, where, and how to set things up. You just got to trust him. Trust the process and continue to work. Hello? Yes.
Go
Hello?
On, girl.
Yes. Oh. All right. Yeah. Y'all heard enough of me preaching, huh? Listen.
No.
Wait. I thought a caller was coming. That's why I was like, okay. All right.
Well,
awkward moment of silence. I said either awkward moment of silence. Well, Mr. DJ is saying, Miss Mobetta, preach, sister, preach. So that's why I was like, all right, let me just keep looking.
I'm just sharing sharing things that I've learned. You know what I mean? I got a long way to go, but I've came a long way. You know what I mean?
What
I ain't where I used to be, but I ain't where I need to be, but I'm where I ain't.
You're not where you used to be, you know?
That's right.
You're a work in progress.
Absolutely.
You're a work in progress.
I'm
going to tell you what I said, oh, Miss Mobetta's preaching, you know, and then it dawned on me that the first lady at my church, you know, she'll say, you know, we're not preaching to you. We're just having a deep conversation, you know, because we're not preachers. We have a deep conversation about real life stories and real life facts.
Absolutely. That's
sharing the testimony at the same time. Because we
all
know that us sharing our testimony will share somebody else's, you know, will save somebody else's life.
That's right. And listen, I found out who I was through somebody else's testimony, believe it or not. You know, and it ain't like that I was living a lie. Well, I was sort of living a lie, you know, because me being ignorant, not really understanding who I was, it took me to hear somebody else's story. Like, wow. And you are that codependent. And codependent doesn't mean I'm depending on anybody else. It means I'm thinking I can fix everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that codependency means. So I was like, all right. I have to learn to know when to reel things back, you know, because you get set up with somebody that the more you do, the less they're going to do. So, so it's now I'm at the point now to where that soft lifestyle, I employ everybody again to sit down and study and see what parts of that, you know, would fit your criteria, would fit your lifestyle, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sure when you're thinking about that, your love language and all of that stuff comes into play too. So where there's roots, there's a lot of different branches. So the root of this situation tonight is the soft lifestyle. Now what branches that comes out of them, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And only you know that. Only you know what that is. Only you know what you like, what you don't like, what you'll accept, what you won't accept, what you give, what you won't give. All of that, that's a personal thing. That can't come from nobody but you.
And the beauty about it is that you don't have to tell nobody. That's the beauty about it is that this is yours. You don't have to tell nobody about it. This is something that's for you. It's for you. It's for your growth. It's for your situation. And it's one of those things where you don't have to tell anybody, you know, what it is. You could just easily, as long as you are able to identify with it yourself, that's all that matters. But the one thing I believe that I know for me that I will continue to work on is, you know, making sure that people know how to treat me. You know, how to treat me, how to respond to me, because you can't.
That's right.
Right, I can't control everybody's, you know, liking me and disliking me. You know, but for me personally, that disrespect, you know, that's something that you might as well disrespect me not around me. You know, because in front of me, then there's an issue. So to me, I'm working on reminding myself of my boundaries at work with people, both my jobs, and then I'm working on just getting people to understand me and making sure people know that in my head is a one-man show. It's a one-man show, depending on the situation that I'm in, and you don't mess with God's people. And I feel like I'm God's people. I'm walking. I'm God's, and you don't play with God's children. And you have to make sure people know that exactly. You have to make sure you let people know because people will try you constantly and constantly and constantly. And I don't respond the way I used to respond.
Good manners.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And you see, I was just talking to you the other day about being honest.
Yes.
I was just saying it to y'all.
Definitely corrupt good manners. You can be in a whole good mood and somebody coming in with their nasty attitude. I mean, but the power in that is like, you're not going to get my energy. You can have that. I'm going to remove myself because I don't know what my next move will be. So now I'm going to remove myself, or you can just remove yourself from me. However, but we're going to end that right here. It's going to stop. You know what I'm saying? And that takes a lot of willpower. That takes some strong willpower to not want to knock somebody's head off or choke the shit out of them. It takes
willpower. Absolutely. And that
it
goes to show you, you know, when people are, you know, when we're walking in this way of, you know, this newfound way, be walking Christ-like, doing Christ-like things around ourselves with Christ-like people, you know, we have to make sure that we take heed to where our surroundings and the different type of people that we meet. And evil comes in every form and fashion. Evil comes right in church. Evil is right there when you're least expecting. You know, the devil could be dressed.
They the ushers.
Right there.
They be the ushers.
Look, they be the ushers. They be the deacons. Don't get me started in here now. Don't get me started.
We're gonna save that for a whole nother time. Don't worry about it.
Don't get me started, Miss Moose. Don't get me started now.
Not tonight. We're not gonna get that started tonight. Oh my goodness.
Hey, that dude's on fire tonight, isn't he?
On fire.
I don't know.
Fire.
He amen and hallelujah and everything. Hallelujah.
There
you
go.
Hallelujah.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back.
Yes.
Back in the time.
Yes. we done spoke some volume on that today.
Wonderful topic.
It is. And a topic that it actually is going to continue because now we're going to enter into the mental health part and stuff like that. But we don't have enough time right now to even like get in depth of, you know, what needs to be put forth as far as that goes, because mental health is probably the biggest issue in our world. In the world,
absolutely,
that has been neglected. That has been neglected. You know, and in my opinion, what's been holding that stuff back is culture.
Say it again.
Culture has been a main reason why mental health goes unscathed. It goes by untreated and untalked about. And, you know, stuff like that. It's because of cultural biases. So, again, we're gonna put that together for our next show. And, I'm putting that out there. That's what we'll put together for our next show. So,
well, the beauty about it is the different segments to it. You know, the different segments to it is, you know, the show theoretically is an hour long. You give the 15 minute intro and all that stuff, and it's 45 minutes. So the beauty of it is that we can do it in segments, you know, we can do it in segments, and then we can also chime back in for a quick recap from the following show. So this way it's, you know, next week mental health, but guess what? We can take a few seconds and bring it back real quick.
Right.
You know?
And
so people know exactly what we're going
up
with.
And running by then. Right.
You know, that's what's up.
Up and running properly for the next show. So, you know, I ain't looking like Boo Boo the Fool on here. Y'all can't hear me and all that stuff. Now I gotta go out and get me a decent pair of headphones that are not crackling and squeaking and all of that stuff. So that's actually what I'm lacking right now. Right now I got like four pair of headphones sitting right here. There ain't none of them worth the hell the dog on being. So
it's all right. But all right,
it's going to come together.
It's going to come together. Because I'm going to tell you, I can't wait for all of us to be on the same, you know, on the same screen, you know. I can't wait for it. Like when the vision is just like, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
We can see each other, you know, see each other chopping
up
in that
that's
way.
Why I got,
you know?
That's why I got this system right here ready to get it set up so we can make that, get that popping. I was invited to a friend to do a friend's podcast next week before I do our show. So come on in. So I'll share the link once I get the information and confirm it with him. Then I'll let y'all know where it's at and what.
Awesome, definitely
so
do that.
We can watch it and see what it's talking about, you know. And they're
nice,
younger people,
nice.
So you know how I do when I, you know. They're
nice,
younger
people. Nice.
So
it's all right.
You know, yeah.
It's all right. Look, age is just a number. It's all right.
Absolutely. Listen, we can learn something from everybody. Anybody.
Absolutely.
They want to teach one and learn something from it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know? That's what it's about, you know?
It's about. I don't know who came up with all the terms of baby boomers and Gen X, Y, Z, and millennials. And I don't know where all of that stuff come from, but I'm a 70s baby all day long. I don't know whatever y'all, you know, choose to call it. I guess it is that, but I'm a 70s baby. So, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I can't remember who's a Gen X or who's a Gen Y. I was born in the 70s. That's who I am. That's who I am.
Time is of the essence, and we have come to the portion of our show where it's coming to the end, and we give our final thoughts on tonight's show. This is Ray Queen. I am going to go first and foremost. Y'all already know I'm going to give it to God first, because if there were no God, there would be no us, no DQ Palace. Second, I want to give it up to DQ Palace, our CEO and executive. We love y'all. My sister Divas on the show, all of our callers and listeners, I love you. One thing I'm going to say, do not rush into the soft life. It'll eventually come if you put in the work. I'm passing on the mic.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Again, bless your hearts, ladies. Tonight, I think it's a very profound topic that, you know, we can ponder on in really in depth. And hit a lot of those branches to that soft lifestyle roots. So I just want y'all to stay tuned. I appreciate y'all tuning in. We see the lines are always lit up. We know a lot of people have stage fright and afraid to get on the mic and speak, but we got to just, you know, continue to listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The number is 515-605-9880. We hit every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, no, you have to know thyself first. Know thyself first. Know yourself, and don't leave nothing out. Go talk to yourself in the mirror and see if you can stand there and stare at yourself in the mirror and have a full-fledged conversation. Write yourself a letter. Write your younger self a letter. Like, to start out finding out who you are. And I promise you, it's a process. Nothing happens overnight. So everything is definitely a process. So, you know, take your time. Try to find out who you are, where you are, and where you want to be. And on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
All right, all right.
All right, all right, all right. It's your girl Storm. Great show. Wonderful topic. Great people. Dialogue is wonderful. I'm looking forward to the different segments of this, the different segments of, you know, GQ Palace and continuation from the show prior, and just all the blessings that I believe GQ Palace has in store. So I'm happy, super excited to be here. Have a blessed and safe weekend. Look forward to hanging out with you ladies next week Thursday, same time, same place. God bless.
Yes. Yeah.
Truth is what it is.
Yeah.
Are we
falling in love? I'm in the mood to roll something up. I need some drink in my cup. Hey, I'm in the mood to pour something up. I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you? I wanna go where nobody's been. Have you ever had fun like this? Oh, we're gonna roll up tonight.
Roll it up tonight. We're getting bored up tonight. for you.
We're gonna roll up tonight.
So excited, so exotic. I'm a seasoned professional. Please just don't let it go. He's with no self-control.
I got time today.
I can't wait to come out and play.
Ooh, yeah.
Cuff it up.